what do you call the ceremony everyone goes through?
That's what ceremony is, what pastor and preacher everyone speak over.
And what do they call that? Where everyone turns out in black. Call it funeral.
Oh, funeral.
Okay. And all the people are dressed in black. You say they are in.
Grieving over them, we're speaking.
Okay. If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out right. Don't.
Word.
Okay. What do you call a disease of the joints? It makes it real painful when you're doing the joints.
Stiffness of it.
Okay. Is there another term?
If joints get stiff, well, the best thing you do is rub them down or something.
Oh, like what is it you have in your feet? What's that?
That's the feet.
I was thinking of like rheumatism.
Oh, yeah, my legs wear them all the time because when I first came here, my legs swelled down here and beat it out there.
And what do you call that?
Rheumatism.
Okay, is there another word for that? Okay, what do you call a disease of the throat the children used to have? They might choke at night. There were blisters on the inside of the throat.
I have much no idea about that.
Called diphtheria.
Could be.
Diphtheria?
Could be.
So you say what, you died of what?
Diphtheria.
Okay. A disease that turns the skin yellow. What do you call that?
I heard you have that thing not now.
Okay. Have you heard of jaundice? Yellow jaundice? Okay. Some people will have a pain in their side here. You take them to the hospital and they have to take something out. What do you call that condition? Okay. If someone eats something that didn't agree with them and it wouldn't stay down, you say they what? They wouldn't stay in their stomach.
Throw it out.
Okay. Is there a polite term you might use if you were talking to a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a polite term you use that you might use to tell a woman about it? You know, there's a crude term and maybe a nice term, polite term.
Well, it's quite as much you speak now.
Well, what would you think would be a polite term? What, throw up or what?
Come to regardless of what kind of position or what setting you had with them, and you can answer questions.
Okay. If a person vomited, you say he was sick.
Sick stomach.
Okay. The boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl. He is what? He comes to see her.
Serious.
He comes to see her every day and brings her flowers. He's what?
He thinks a lot, so we know, huh?
But he's going through a kind of a process. He's, there's usually a special term for it.
Critical about it. Don't want to do nothing else. Come see that girl once a day.
Okay, or he's courting.
I didn't say he's courting.
Are there any other words like that you use? Any old-fashioned term?